I mean, it's Ulster Championship, and I don't think there's any easy games in the Ulster Championship, and I'm not being disrespectful to Tyrone or anyone. It's a first round game, and it's going to be a difficult assignment.
A difficult assignment, I suppose, after what happened last year as well. They beat you comfortably, yeah. I suppose, in the end. So you just have to bounce back from that. But you learn a lot from that game.
Well, I hope
so. You had a good championship after it.
Aye, we did. Look, I mean, it's a bit of a funny sensation whenever you're beaten by 11 points and well and truly beaten, because you don't prepare yourself for that. So quite a surreal experience for the players and myself, of course. But it's a different year. We've had a difficult year in the league. You know, we've had players who we'd love to have had the Slotnail players earlier. Obviously, we haven't conceded any goals in the last two games since they came back. Defensively, we've got to tighten up, irrespective of who our opponents are. We need to focus on our own game. And we can't, we're scoring plenty, but we can't concede the number of scores that we are and have been conceded.
You did mention relegation, but you said you were missing so many players, so you can't read that much into the Derry performances in the National League.
I know, but everything's relative, you know. I mean, at the end of the day, we had a fair quota of home games. Really, the Clare game, which was our first game we drew, again, not being disrespectful to Clare, because they've proven themselves and they're solidly in Division 2 at the start of next year. But, you know, down Cork, and then, of course, we won the Fermanagh game, and it was quite bizarre that we could have stayed in Division 2 had Cork actually beaten down in Cork, which a lot of people would have suggested was possible. But, you know, they're fine margins, and unfortunately we didn't come out on the right side of those results. And look, we are where we are, and that's too general a statement. We're in Division 3, we've got to move on. The Championship obviously is our focus at this stage. It doesn't matter if it's Tyrone, it's the Ulster Championship, the most difficult one, and it's all about performance. At this time of the year, you've got to turn up. The league's gone, can't do anything about it again to next year. So we're looking forward to the competition, and as you say, there's a secondary competition, and a kick of the ball, we could have been in the All-Ireland semi-final, which would have been a massive boost for us.
I suppose the next question will be answered on the 28th of May. Do you feel you're better prepared this year as a team going in against your own than you were maybe last year?
I think we are. I mean, you always think you are to a degree, but really and truly, whenever you look back at the game last year, we weren't as well prepared as we could have been. I think every manager will say that, especially in defeat. But over the next couple of weeks, it's about trying to hone things. We haven't had a consistent team, shall we say, of personnel on the pitch, and that is our focus really over the next couple of weeks. Just to get guys out into proper positions playing together. You might think it should have happened before now, but we have the luxury of 40 in a squad where we play football every night. We have 30, invariably there's people injured now and then, so even from that point of view it's been difficult, because then you've got to go chasing challenge games, which again is a positive thing as well.
Just on challenge games, then you haven't had a chance then to have the whole squad together
as this, a team? We've played a couple of games, and we have another game to play. So, you know, again, everything's relative, because you don't bring players along just to sit and watch games. So, you know, invariably the last game we played, we made 12 changes. Is that a good thing? Probably not. But again, you still need to see what people are like. Otherwise, why would they be there? So, no, it's going to be a big challenge for us, and it's a challenge we're looking forward to, because it is the first round of the Ulster Championship.
And finally, just on the squad, any injury concerns? I know they've had a lot of club football of late, so just going to...
People can get injured in training, you know, so really and truly, you don't think about those things until the last week of training, because, you know, who knows what'll happen.
And how has training? How has the attitude of the players been?
It's been good, you know, I can't complain. As I say, we have a relatively small squad. It's been quite difficult juggling the five league games over them so far. There's a bit of consternation perhaps that there's league games this weekend, and the guys, it's a starred game, whatever that means. So, you know, our boys like playing for their clubs, and they also like playing for their county, and it's about getting that balance right. So we're looking forward to the 28th. We like to turn up this time, and pride and honour and integrity are not just things that will win the match, but quality will. We have decent quality, that's been proven with the club teams in Derry, We just need to turn up.